you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. We're queer. I am feeling good in the neighborhood. Thank you guys for tuning in to the first Bye Guys of 2023. Can you believe it? Hey, is that a banana in my pocket? Or am I just happy to see everyone here?
Oh, so you hate us.
A little bit of both. hold on. Yes, time machine. Can we go in reverse and not say that? Anyway, Zach, how you doing?
Happy 2023, my friend.
It's happy good to 2023, see you. The Jumpman year. Michael Jordan.
Is this the year you dress like a gym coach?
It is. It's my gym coach year. I'm excited. It's the year of Ian, and it couldn't be going better. How about you?
I'm feeling all right, buddy.
Yeah?
I'm hurting.
Yeah?
I said it already on, I'm going to say it on Wrap tomorrow. Yeah, I'm doing Dry January and I'm hoiting.
I love it. Good for you.
How do people live in real time?
Can I tell you, I was just on the phone with someone having the same conversation. I was just on the phone with DeRosa. And he's like, how are you going to go on a ski trip when everyone's doing mushrooms sober? And I'm like, I don't know. You learn how to do it, you know? I find activities. That really helps.
Yeah.
Activities.
Don't hang out with people that are doing mushrooms on a weekend in a cabin.
Yeah. Well,
that's just hard
to do puzzles.
Like,
yeah.
Well, bring that energy into it.
The shrooms of the sober.
I've been getting really good at Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
I can do a cabin or some sort of activity thing where people are like fucked up if they're like my friends, but at a bar. Yeah. Or some party where we're trapped in a place, I don't like it. Like, if I can go to a room or go outside or whatever, that's fine. But that's why when I go to parties at bars and stuff, I just chain smoke outside because I hate being
bars
around
that. Bars are cacophonous.
That so much.
It's stressful to be in there. You almost have to get fucked up to stay in there.
Yeah.
And then you're always talking to the one person that's the most boring.
Yeah.
And then, you can't get out of it.
Yeah. Oh, God. The mouth breather corners you.
Oh, yeah.
I've had surgery. You're like,
Gino,
oh, my God.
Gino Bisconti hugs you too hard and your glasses go into his shoulder and you're like, you're a dick. And he's like, come on. They can say it, but why can't I?
Yeah. Gino, no.
Yeah, Gino, no.
Yeah, put the no in Gino.
We've qualified that on this show before. Is that that's how you know you're an alcoholic is when you raise your head off the bar at the creek in the cave.
Yeah.
And Gina going, shots, buddy?
Oh, my God.
Gino means no.
Yeah. Three times your head on the bar, he shows up like Beetlejuice. I don't know. The best thing and the best suggestion I can give for Dry January or getting sober is do it with someone else. Don't do it alone. The second you're like, fuck, I want to drink, text, call, because that really helps.
Yeah, and no, that was Tuesday.
Yeah. Good.
Yes, I don't want to. I am doing it with somebody. I don't know if they announced they're doing it,
right.
But they're a bartender, and they had a Tuesday late shift,
bro.
And we were on the phone.
That's great. I love that, and I love phone calls. Phone calls are the best.
Calling a friend.
This
Hello.
Is the year of the phone call. And if you don't pick up, I'll call back.
Yeah. I'll relapse.
Yeah. The other night, I was making my phone calls and nobody was picking up. So I called my mom and I was like, I always know you'll pick up.
Oh, Gail. Yeah. It was 4 a.m. She's like, what's wrong?
Dude, she's up till 8 a.m. She's like a night owl like me. So she's my late night phone call girl.
Not only is Ian a night owl, he has no concept of other people's time. I had a text to Ian the other night. Hey, maybe let's not text our pregnant producer at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah. Yeah, whoops.
About random scheduling shit.
Yeah. Like, just firing off the group chat at 4 a.m.
Can you give the baby a message? Yeah.
Guys, why aren't you getting back to me? No, yeah, I don't know. But it's fun though, because I'll get phone calls from people at like 4 a.m. and they're like, I knew you'd be up. And I'm like, ha 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 ha. You know?
When I used to be like that, I would always go by time zone.
Mm.
So if I was going to make a 3 a.m. phone call, I would always try to call somebody in L.A. Mm.
Yes. Well, I do. My late night phone calls are usually my mom, Attell, L.A., or I will try sober people because I'm like, maybe they're up struggling.
I call the suicide hotline and they never pick up. Katie.
You're hearing the voices and it's making you laugh.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Let's introduce our guests. I apologize.
We need no introduction.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. From the Lady Journey podcast, the incredibly funny, both on Colbert, yes?
Yes.
Sarah Talamage and Katie Hannigan.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us, Bye Guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Bye Guys times Lady Journey.
Yes.
Yes.
Journey into straight.
Yes.
We're flipping
show.
You guys.
Yeah. Yes. Unwillingly. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Non-consensual.
Pulling our heads off cocks.
Conversion therapy. Yes.
And sorry, that's the kind of timing and improv you'll hear on Lady Journey, folks.
What's that word?
I'm thinking of something.
Punchline.
Man, how did everyone celebrate the new year?
I did a show. I did shows in Seattle, and I had a fan bring me presents at my
show.
No. Yes.
What kind of presents?
He brought a lot. He brought some, like, mostly Seattle things. Like, he brought, like, a thing of salmon.
Oh.
He brought me a sweater of the local college, which I've been wearing around, and it's really irritating my boyfriend.
Whoa.
And he also brought me apples and peanut butter.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is something that we've talked about on Lady Journey. It's one of my snacks.
Like eating like a horse?
Yeah. Just keep your hand flat.
Yeah.
Keep your hand flat. Don't put your fingers out. I will bite them.
Atta girl.
Now, when this guy brought it, had you talked prior or did he surprise you?
He had sent me some messages. So I knew that I had somebody who was a fan of the podcast coming to the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't read all of them. So I wasn't expecting a big gift, but you know, I felt really special.
Was he
creepy?
Yes.
He was pretty normal, actually, but you know, I mean, you never know. I mean, all men are creeps. That's
motto.
The law that I live by.
Yeah.
But he was a nice guy.
Yeah,
it was nice. It was gifts in a way that was like, oh, this is nice thing for somebody who, like, you appreciate their podcast,
right?
And
right,
we chatted for a second, and he seemed totally normal. He wasn't like I've been creeped out by much less.
Yes,
like a guy coming over, like, you know, coming over before the show. You come here often. You're like,
I hate
sir,
when they come over and they're like,
sir. I'll never come again after this.
I do think it's weird when a stranger gifts you food that they've made.
Oh, I didn't eat it. No, okay, I gave it to the staff. I'm like, snackies. Yeah. Could be poison. We don't know.
I made this. Was your boyfriend more upset about the sweater or that you were DMing with another fellow?
Oh, no. He was upset that I was wearing the sweater around because I was wearing it intentionally. I was wearing it for attention. I was like, my new sweater is so soft. He's like, you want me to buy you a sweater?
You're wearing it like the professor in Animal House with no bottoms, just constantly reaching for high up things.
Hello. Yeah, we just have to, you know, we've been together 5 years. We have to keep it fresh.
Sometimes you got to bring sweaters into the relationship.
It's a little sweater play. Yeah, that's my kink.
I wouldn't give for my wife to stop taking my sweaters.
She takes
any
them?
Hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I ordered hoodies on Amazon. They didn't get out of the fucking bag.
Wow.
And she walked into the living room wearing one to go to bed in it.
Dude.
And yeah. I was like, are you fucking, because we have a thing about our taking my, because she goes, but they're so cozy. And I'm like, I'll buy you one. Just stop taking, because what she does is she'll be like, I'm just going to lay on the couch in it, which means my cats are going to crawl all over.
Oh, yeah.
And then a black hoodie is never the same.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Once two orange cats have crawled all over it.
I'm constantly cat brushing hair off me.
And literally, I bought them on Amazon, and they did not make it out of the bag onto my body.
Like ladies we love a big shirt.
Yeah, it's like a crook.
It makes us feel like we have an eating disorder.
Oh my God. Am I a wisp?
I'm so skinny.
Say hi to my friend Anna. What did you do for New Year's, Zach?
Just a night in.
Yeah?
Nothing crazy.
Amazing.
My last night, having a few pops.
I love it.
And then I woke up, and I was done.
Yeah. Good for you.
And, you know, it went okay.
Yeah.
It was fine. Nice little easy evening watching fucking Dolly Parton fucking kill it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, with Miley Cyrus.
I gotta say, man, Miley's
hot.
Great.
I love Miley.
Dolly Parton kicked ass. The whole show was good.
My alarm clock in 2008 was Hannah Montana.
I believe that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
She's great.
I'm a big fan of her.
Well-rounded performer.
Yeah.
She's got a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
And they did Jolene, which made me happy.
Oh my God. Yes. I love that.
It was a fucking banger. It was good.
So in grade school, we didn't have priests. We had Brothers of the Holy Cross.
Mm-hmm. Just some dudes.
Hello, brother.
They're black guys. What's up? We the brothers. And one of them, Brother Joseph.
Holy Cross make you say jump.
Brother Joseph, God rest his soul, was from the Bronx, and he would talk about stories about like being in his little like Bronx gangs when he was young and everything, and he loved Dolly Parton, and he had a picture of Jesus. Brother Andre, who was like the saint of the Brothers of the Holy Cross, and Dolly Parton in his classroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yep.
The Trinity.
Dolly Parton. That's how he talked.
I think she's like the new Jesus Christ. Meaning,
she's the new Betty White.
Yeah.
For sure.
Everybody, like, every group loves her.
Yes.
Yeah. She's never been offensive, and she knows how to.
Hasn't she paid for, like, tons of kids' education or something?
Yeah. Literacy rates.
Yeah. Like, she single-handedly raised the literacy rate in where she's from, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. From all the book donations.
Can you pop that up?
Yeah.
Alex?
It's crazy. Like, her charitable shit with literacy is fucking bananas, I think.
God, what a gal.
She was also the person that made me realize I love tits.
Yes.
Because my parents took me to Dolly
Big
World
tit gal.
When I was little. And my dad asked me, what do you like about Dolly Parton? And I was like 3 years old and I'm like this.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Titties. She.
Oh, my God. How old is she?
She's fucking up there.
She's probably like 79.
Is she really?
She's old. She's probably like a little older than my dad.
So her foundation promised every 7th and 8th grade student that she would personally give them $500 if they graduated from high school. And this effort reduced the dropout rate for these classes from 35% to 6%.
Also, she's 76.
Okay.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
She looks hot.
How bad do these kids need $500? That's 3 years of work.
Yeah. That's sweatshop labor.
Yeah. It's basically a payola scheme for them to graduate high school.
That is why, I mean, for $500, you could just quit high school and get a job for 2 weeks.
I know. Or he did a record store. I was making that in fucking a month. Dolly, you dumb bitch. This sucks.
It's the South, though. Yeah. Everything's cheaper down there.
They'll sell pills.
Fuck yeah, really. I know.
Ian, have you been watching any of, and if you guys have seen it either, have you been watching this interview series, Soft White Underbelly?
Oh my God.
Yes, of course.
We watch it secretly through our YouTube channel for our podcast.
Yeah.
I just watched all of Matthew, the functional heroin addict, and his recovery. Fucking amazing.
I only watched the sex trafficking one.
Yeah, there's this guy named Matthew who they start, and he's like running out of money. He smokes heroin, but he's got four different interviews where he cleans up.
Wow.
And it was so good.
Yeah, it's such an interesting series because you're like, it gives you the pretense that you're watching it to learn about people, but actually it's just total voyeurism.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Well, I started watching it because they interviewed Mamie White from the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Oh, yes. I saw that documentary.
I watched that on your recommendation.
Took her baby lady. Yep. They interviewed.
Yep.
And she gave some updates.
Oh, boy.
Nothing good.
Oh, God.
Nobody, went to college.
Oh, no.
The judge got a hold of Birdie, of Sue Bob.
What was
she in jail now.
What was the one that was a tap dancer?
That's the main.
That's like their diamond.
Yeah.
The shining star of the family.
Was D. Ray White.
Yes.
And then there's Jethro.
Yes.
Yep. I'm not saying that right, but his son is the tap dancing outlaw.
Yeah.
And then they're all from that bloodline.
Yeah.
That's Mamie's brother.
Yes. And the grandmother was like the matriarch of the family, had all these kids.
That's Birdie May.
And they worship her and love her. But then there's part of the documentary where they're just in her living room getting fucked.
That was her birthday.
Yeah, it was the grandmother's birthday, and all of her kids and grandkids are getting fucked up, like fucking coke, weed,
yeah, West
everything.
West Virginia is a gnarly
falling
place.
Into stuff, and the meemaw is like, come on now, stop. And they're like, we love you. Goo, 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 goo. It's like, oh, this poor woman. Oh,
so have you seen the doc?
Yeah, I've seen the doc, but it's been ages.
Do you know the story behind it?
I just know that they're just like pill addicts that are in
well,
and out of
how
jail.
How it was made and shit.
With the guy from Jackass.
Yeah, it was Dick House Productions. Yeah. It was supposed to be a TV show.
Mm.
And they let the crew all left because the whites kept robbing them.
Oh my God.
They kept openly robbing the crew.
They truly are wonderful.
Dude, West Virginia is, I mean, that's one of four states where it's still legal to have sex with an animal. And
wow, how do you know that?
I researched it for
vacation
a joke.
There.
with actions. I went down to I forget what part of West Virginia. But I did a volunteer thing in high school to like help out on the Appalachian Trail or whatever. And our first day there, we're all in the van and we're driving down the road and we see a man running, getting chased by a snake. There was a guy named Lloyd who used to be like the handsome stud of the town. He was like the ladies' man, the most attractive man. And he was a bad drunk, and he got drunk and fell into a fire. So he was massively scarred with facial body burns.
God, fire marshal Bill.
Totally. He wishes. And I was running with the cross-country team, and I got stung by something. And for the rest of the trip, I was in and out of the hospital at this fucking in West Virginia. It was crazy. I loved it that we had.
What did you get stung by?
I don't know. But it like zonked me out. I went to the hospital. I got stung by Lloyd. And I was like for 24 hours, I was in bed. And then finally towards the end, I like came out of it. But it was like gnarly. And we were so far away, like I couldn't go back up north. Like it was fucking wild. And then we had, what are they called? Where they speak in tongues?
Pentecostals.
Yes, we went to a Pentecostal church. We had them come. We had coal miners come and speak to us. It was so fun to visit and look at these people like a museum and then leave them in the dust.
Wow.
But I love the documentary on the Whitakers.
Yeah, they talked to the family. Whitakers on that as well, yeah.
It is so scary. There's a family that's so inbred that one of the guys can only bark.
Yeah, I've seen it's on YouTube a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just like, meh, hey, meh, meh. And he just like points at stuff and he's so haunting. But the neighbors protect them and like their signs. Yeah, there they are.
Yeah.
That's one of my group chats.
Is that the barking guy? In the middle?
I think the barking guy's to the left.
Oh, I thought he was on the right.
He's the most normal looking one.
Do you think they were like, add the drool? Like, I just feel like they probably weren't as gnarly looking, but they've asked them to drool more.
They gotta watch.
I really think they straightened them up for the picture.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's rough.
And
I feel like
there are some shots where you see inside the house, and it's just like,
but
holy
I'm always amazed. I'm like, how are they homeowners and not me? Do you know what I mean?
Because it's passed on, like lineage-wise.
It's like incest is so sexy in Game of Thrones, but that's the reality of
it.
That's so funny.
Why was Cersei.
We're at the point in our species where if you fuck a family member, that's what's coming out, right? More or less, you're getting one of those.
Yeah, or a hybrid.
How many?
Go either way.
How many years of inbreeding are we? Like, how many years of it did it get to where we're normal?
Yeah.
I think you have to be inbred like a couple generations. Like, you have to fuck your brother, and then your kid has to fuck like their uncle or
But they all look like the British royal family.
Yeah.
I mean,
because they have the same problems.
Adam, it started in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Cain and Abel,
where did
Adam
those kids,
begat,
where the rest of the kids
Hosanna,
came?
Yeah. We all came
We're
from
all
incest.
Product of incest.
Yeah. And we
so
all
embrace
came,
it.
We all came from man's rib. Anyway, guys.
That's what you learned in West Virginia.
Yeah.
The Pentecostal church.
And then my freshman year roommate was a gay man from Brenton, West Virginia. And his family didn't know that he was gay, I don't think. But boy, oh boy, had they, I guess, never listened to him speak.
But like,
wait, was he gay and Southern as far as the accent?
It's hard to tell sometimes.
A little, yeah. Not like he had a Southern twang sometimes, but he was like a conservative Republican gay man, like always in suits and like going to like soirees and everything. And he was like, how can you like women? It's just every time I think of a pussy, I just see cartoon stink lines. And I was like,
that's
buddy,
what
you deal exclusively in butt. Like, what are you talking about? But so was I secretly. So I was like, ooh, you know.
Y'all never hooked up?
No, he was disgusting.
Yeah.
His boyfriend, Henry, would come to visit. I did feel bad because I found poetry that they wrote each other.
And you posted it on the internet.
No, but I did like show my friends and we would like quote it.
What did
as
it
a
say?
Joke. I forget, but it was like not a nice thing to do. But I was just projecting and like, you know, it was all my shit. But it was pretty funny to mock him.
Sometimes you have to be mean to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the harsh truth about comedy. Yeah.
I know.
I support it.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knew I was a little comic by just making fun of a gay man?
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. I like to get high. Gus and Ian don't like to get high, but me and Gurley, we'll fuck around from time to time. Well, now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works. And these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at yoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Let's get back into the program. Let's take that very natural break to get plugs out of the way. Sarah, what do you want people to check out?
Just follow Lady Journey Podcast on all platforms. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. We want to monetize, and we're getting close to it.
We're getting close. And our YouTube, we put out new videos every week, and it's free.
Ooh. Yeah.
How do you get close? Where are you at? What can we help to push it over the edge?
Yeah, what's the name 500, of the channel?
It's Lady Journey Podcast, and we just need 500 more subscribers, which I don't think is that much.
To get to what?
To monetize. 1,000. To 1,000, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We really only need like 450.
Yeah.
Now, how do they look it up? Just Lady Journey Podcast?
Just go to YouTube and type in Lady Journey Podcast and then just click subscribe.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
Yeah, if you guys could do that for us, it would be a big favor.
I'll do it right now.
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
We'll follow you back.
Yeah, we will.
We will follow you.
Follow for follow, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Okay.
Yeah, please follow the podcast right now.
Lady Journey.
And while Ian's doing that, Katie, what do you want to plug?
I also want to plug Lady Journey. It's everything to me. We have an Instagram. Boom. We have a TikTok. It's all Lady Journey Podcast. And we want you to listen. You come on a journey with us, okay? We're going into overnight oats that develop into an obsession.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We're going into child trauma.
Wow. Sounds fun. One of the videos that pops up in the algorithm when I type in Lady Journey Podcast is a video that says, Don't call me white girl. Death of Gangsta Boo. Eerie TikTok trend. Romeo calling out Master P. So you never know what you're going to get with Lady
Subscribe
Journey.
To that, too.
Yeah.
That's us. That's actually
Subscribe
us.
To Gangsta Boo. I love it. Awesome. Do you guys have any dates coming up you want to plug? Websites?
I'm on Instagram at Katie Hannigan Forever. You can follow me there. I post all my dates there.
And I'll be at Moon Tower this season.
Have they announced it yet?
For the first leg.
Oh, that's awesome. Congrats. Yeah, well, hang. It'll be
yes,
fun.
We'll hang.
If I'm there. Zach?
All I want you to do is check out me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. And then if you are in Brooklyn and you like professional wrestling, Catalyst Wrestling will be at the Bell House on January the 22nd. I'm managing like two or three matches on that card, so come hang out.
Whoa, that's fucking great.
Yeah, it'll be really fun.
Oh, that'll be a blast, dude. I love that. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. You gotta come out January 11th and 12th. Denver Comedy Works, January 14th, Fairfield Comedy Club, and January 26th to the 28th, Coastal Creative, Tampa, Florida. Come the fuck out. Because if you don't, I won't get invited back. Please help. And check out my other podcast, B and Ian with Jordan. That's on YouTube as well, and patreon.com/B&Ian Pod. And I had one more thing. Oh, shout out Bert Crack for my new favorite tattoo. We can get into that, but I'm so happy with it. And that's awesome.
Show us.
Oh, I will. And Zach, what do they got to do?
If you love the show, and we know you do, head on over to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial. And not just this show, but all the great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. If you decide to keep it, you save a little bit of money a month on the podcast. Or if you don't like it, hey, get rid of it. Save all the episodes on a hard drive. Me and Ian don't give a fuck.
Yeah, do
it. And if you like the show, YouTube, Stitcher, however you consume it, give us a nice review, a 5-star review, and a nice comment. And also podcastmerch.com, where we have t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and long sleeves. Thank you for wearing shit out the shows. Really means a lot. Thank you.
Yes. Love it. Oh, thanks for the coffee. And IanFinance.com for all my dates. Let's get back into the shizzo.
Fantastic. So, yeah, Ian, you got your tummy tattooed?
Yes. Alex, can you go on my Instagram? I posted a picture. Because it's covered.
How long
show
was this
us
in the
live.
Waiting?
What's that?
How long was this in the waiting? Like, was this on your mind for a while?
Yeah, well, I've been really kind of
Acting out
in terms of tattoos, just constantly getting them. They're addictive. And
how many do you have now?
I don't even know. Like over 30, I think.
Oh.
So I got one on my birthday, December 31st. Got this yesterday.
Oh, he's a cutie pie.
And now I have another appointment Friday. But, okay, this guy, the Skull Cowboy. Woo woo. There's a story. Okay. So,
woo woo's Indians.
Tony Pulido is the godfather, Brooklyn legend of New York tattooing. He started in 1959. He had a shop called Old Calcutta in Crown Heights. And tattooing was illegal in New York City from 1961 to, Alex, check, I believe 1997. And during that time, he had a tattoo shop out of his home. People would line up around the block to get tattooed. And he tattooed a guy named Sal DiSarno. He tattooed that exact tattoo on Sal DiSarno's chest. And it turns out Sal DiSarno was a criminal. And he murdered a cop, got arrested, and the next day they put his picture on the front of New York Post. And can you pop a picture of him up? It's all my stories, too. It's like the last story, I think. But the picture of him on the front of the New York Post was him arrested, getting escorted to jail with his shirt open with that tattoo on his chest. So they call the tattoo the Crazy Sal. There it is.
Ooh,
yeah.
And so he looks like you.
It's it's like an iconic tattoo. And I got it done by this guy named Bert Crack, who tattoos out of Smith Street Tattoo Parlor in Brooklyn.
Oh, you didn't get
Brooklyn.
It? Tony Pulido?
He passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But Bert Crack was his like protege and studied under him. And he's like a huge New York tattoo guy. And this is... the Tony Pulido tattoo to get, and to get it by this guy is like, whoa.
Whoa, you know? it's so Italian.
And you were right on with the dates, Ian. It was 61 to 97.
Nice. And so, yeah, so to get it from that guy who's like a direct descendant of Tony Pulido, and it's a Tony Pulido
Tony
original.
Tony Pulido.
Like, really, really cool.
It sounds
cool.
Like he would tattoo pizza. That's the only tattoo he does.
Well, it's
yeah,
so
get
sweet.
Get a calzone on my tramp stamp.
There's an article in Esquire called Good Morning in Heaven, My King, because I think that's what it's called. But his wife, Tony P's wife, has his Instagram account, and every day she posts as if she's talking to him. So she'll post like a picture of like a tattoo or something, and they all start out with like, good morning, and it's all capital letters, just like just like an old woman. Yeah.
That's how we hear it.
And it's good morning in heaven, my king. And then it's
oh
so sweet.
God.
And she would call him my king, and he would call her Mira, which means like look in Italian.
Yeah. That feels equal.
Yeah.
He would call her kitchen wench. Sweet.
But yeah, I'm excited. But
it's nice. No, it looks great.
Thank you. It's covered up right now, and I have to go back and get Tegaderm put on it.
What does that mean?
It's like a clear film that they put over tattoos. You're supposed to keep it on for 5 days. I never use it, but this is on my chest and like moving around a lot. So if you just clean it regular, it can scab up, and then the scabs, it's like you don't, once it scabs, you don't want anything to happen to the scab.
Scabby.
So you got to be like real delicate with it and lotion it a lot, but yeah.
Yeah, especially like bold colors like that. If you pick at it, there's going to be like holes in it and shit.
Yeah. Mm. Like my shin, I have a rat dressed up like Mickey Mouse, and it's a rat smoking a cigarette, and he's got a Mickey Mouse like
that's
head.
Fun. Yeah.
And
that.
It cracked. I hit my shin, so there's a little missing piece of like green.
Yeah. Can you add something there?
I can get it colored in,
filled in.
But it's like a tattoo no-no where like if you do my tattoo, it's just an unspoken rule that I can't get him to then fix it. I
feel
have to
like
go
that's
back
like
the
that
original.
In the hairdresser world.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like if you get bangs, you can't get bangs from a different stylist
at the same salon.
Oh, yeah. Like in the
it's
seat
uncomfortable.
Next to the
you're like
he's over there on his break. Like, you fucked me.
Yeah. Do you, go ahead.
What do you guys think about the Black Alien Project guy?
Who's
what?
That? What's happening?
Oh,
there?
He's
the guy that's turning into an alien?
He's turning into an alien. It's supposedly the most extreme body modification. He's got his eyeballs tattooed.
He chopped his nose off.
He cut off his fingers.
Show this guy.
I love this guy. I love talking about him, but some people get really upset, so
well,
I can't.
Isn't his girlfriend a tattoo artist?
Yeah.
And it seems like he's doing it just to impress her.
Oh, good there he is. God. Yeah, he also had his lips. He has had a lot of parts of his body cut off.
He just looks like a burn victim.
Yeah,
he looks like Lloyd from the Appalachian Trail.
He does. He does look like Fire Marshal Bill.
I just feel like I get like conservative, like, oh my God. What an abomination.
I just feel like he would be such a rough hang because it's like, could you imagine? What do you
it's
guys
got come
his
up.
Fingers done
yeah,
too?
It's going to come up.
He's got claws. Yeah. Yeah, there's no way he can just be like, so what do you like from McDonald's? Sausage, egg, and cheese?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know it's going to come up. He's going to be, well, I would think I got my lips off. Like, there's no
Sorry,
way that conversation doesn't come to him being an alien.
You're like, I want to talk about myself. My career. But he's going to get his legs cut off, and he wants to get his skin.
Nuh-uh.
He has a whole process that he's going through, and it's only like 50% complete.
Is his perception of an alien?
Well,
a legless freak?
No, he's getting metal legs. Thank you. He's getting metal legs.
What?
And he wants to get his skin covered in metal. But no doctor will do that, I don't think. But he goes to Mexico. So they just, party.
What?
Have a margarita, get your legs cut off.
You're getting That's your Mexico. Legs cut off, underlay.
Well, he looks good there.
It's a really casual photo.
Yeah, pretty cash.
Sunday.
Yeah,
wouldn't
like
it be funny when his like girlfriend tattoo artist that he's trying to impress leaves him?
Yeah.
When he's like, I need to be a eunuch. Aliens don't have penises.
Well, I want to know what he's done to his dingle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's
There's no way he's just got a regular dick.
Yeah, because I think pierced, aliens at least. Are unisex, right?
Yeah, they have. Yeah,
that's what I've seen in the
blank.
Photos. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like Ken dolls down there.
Yeah, really. Yeah. When's he going to add like the alien extra skull to his head where it goes like long.
The bulbous head, yeah.
Yeah.
You should see his before picture too, because he looks like quite interesting. He looks like just bro-y, you know,
Can we see him?
Gym rat
guy. Yeah, it was in the
He's
the
Brazilian, right?
Out. He's French, but he lives in Spain because I think he's French. But he lives in Spain because they don't have
what?
Yeah, Bonjour. He looks like Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
What? Why is he doing this?
He's mentally ill.
Or fun. Or he's mentally fun.
I don't know.
It hurts to laugh. Stop.
So I've hung out with a lot of heavily modded people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not like, it's not for a thing. They're just into it.
Yeah.
Like, there's not articles about them. They're just people. Like, I've hung out with the Enigma, the guy that's all puzzle pieces.
Oh, I've seen that guy, yeah.
I've met one of the lizard guys on different sideshow shit. My tattoo artist has horns and his nipples removed. I don't know why. He just took one off.
Why not?
It's just his thing.
Why not?
But, I mean, yeah, he's tattooed up to his eyeballs. But he doesn't, like, mention it. Like, we're not, like, sitting at the bar and it comes up.
Yeah.
He just happens to have all this shit done to him.
Yeah. That's how I like my trans people. You just are. You don't have to make it a conversation all the time.
It doesn't have to be your personality.
Yeah.
You come in with like a giant thing injected into your head. Like what you said. Hi, I'm a lot.
Yeah. Coming in hot.
Yeah, my tattoo artist has horns.
Yeah.
But you never like.
I'm a lot.
I'm going to be an issue today.
Is anyone horny? All right, we get it, Greg.
Yeah. He's the one person that ever one-upped me when we did weird sideshow shit. I told him that. He beat me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We were doing a show at a bar in Brooklyn that is definitely closed now because they told us do whatever you want. It was a sideshow and comedy night. So we had all these sideshow acts and like me and somebody else doing comedy. And they went, we don't care. Go nuts.
And then they ended up caring.
No, but the bar definitely got shut down within a while after we did this.
Oh, wow.
So we had a suspension act. So somebody hung from the ceiling by hooks.
Wow. Mm.
You couldn't do that for mine. I have a drop ceiling.
You need a high ceiling for that. We had my buddy Arlo went up and he did a bunch. He ate glass. He did this thing where they chopped a cucumber on his head with a machete.
With
cucumber on top of his head.
Yeah.
And then I did a stand-up set. And then I'm sorry if you guys don't know this. At Skankfest, I close a rat trap on my wee-wee.
I did know that. Your claim to fame.
So. Yeah.
How could we not know that?
So I did that. I did a stand-up set that I did that. Staple gun with Arlo. And then I did that. And then my piercer, Claw, does his act. And I'm thinking, like, nobody's beaten rat trap.
Yeah.
And he put a lit firework in his urethra.
What? No! Did it blow up?
No, it just shot out.
It was just sparkles.
Like when Steve-O shoots
not like a black hat. Unlit in inside.
Yeah, like when Steve-O shoots fireworks out of his asshole.
Oh, I thought you meant like an exploding.
Yeah, so
no, it shot.
Like I thought that too at first, and I was like, wow, that's really, just striking. You want to say something?
It just shot out.
Yeah,
you don't want to reveal
across a closed bar.
Sure, I would do it. I would do it.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
That's sounding. Do you guys know what sounding is?
Yeah.
No. What is that?
Sounding is where you stretch your urethra with progressively bigger metal bars.
Nice. Yeah.
Can girls do it?
Yes. If you really wanted to.
Anything boys could do, girls could do better.
I feel like a UTI is coming on, and I cannot have that in my life.
There's not enough cranberries in the world to make your sounding
UTI. Sit in a bog. Yeah.
I had a buddy that used to do fetish videos, and he did sounding videos. And I asked him what it was like. He's like, it's fine, but then you piss like chunks for a while.
Whoa! Chunky.
A dear friend of mine, I think her like brother-in-law or something, there's some issue with a family member that their sounding is ruining their marriage. And she had to go to a sounding like intervention. Yeah. And before...
When you stretch your urethra, it makes me anxious.
She said... You need to go to dinner beforehand.
The hole in your dick is not equal to the size of the hole in my heart.
She said she had to go to dinner beforehand and just pretend that she didn't know that this guy's spending his free time like,
Man, and it's awkward when you get a UTI because you have to go to the doctor and just imagine they're like, what? what do you think this is from? And you're like, well, I've been shoving some stuff in there.
Yeah,
but it could be my swimsuit.
I've been wiping forward. I'm just like,
God.
That's what they always say.
Oh, I'm a pig.
Are you wiping front to back? You're like, what?
Hey guys, real quick, just want to talk to you about another one of our sponsors. Guys, it's a new year and it's a new you from our friends at Manscaped, who are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels the entire year. All right, that's downstairs grooming. They have some of the best gifts in the world. So if you have a dad, an uncle, a boyfriend, if they're all the same person, that's not good. A grandpa, anybody that has a pair of dick and balls, they're going to absolutely love Manscaped. They have the new Platinum Package 4.0, which has tons of little presents along with the great shaver. This shaver thing is absolutely awesome. It's got no nick technology. It's got a light on it, and it works in the shower too. You are not going to want to shave your dick and balls with anything else. They have the Shears 2.0, which is their full kit for nail care with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a little file for the traveling man. They have the new Persevere cologne, the body buffer, so many cool products over at Manscaped. So check them out. Go to manscaped.com today and use our promo code BYGUYS for 20% off. One more time, guys, that's manscaped.com, promo code BYGUYS for 20% off. Check it out and have a nice clean dick and balls. I keep saying dick and balls. I like saying dick and balls. Say it with me now. Dick and balls. Let's get back to the show.
Did you guys see the TikTok that apparently dentists know if you sucked a dick
recently?
Yes. Wait,
yes.
What?
How they can they know?
There's a mark in the back of your soft palate, is it? That basically like they can see the head.
Memory foam.
Yeah. They can see the head of the dick in, like, basically, orthodontists, when they look in your mouth, wow, can be like, yeah, she sucked a dick recently.
Nuh-uh.
Sounds like I can go to the dentist.
Yeah. I don't have an issue there.
And you have a great sweatshirt. Ooh. You can wear.
Wait.
Did I make this up, Alec? I'm pretty sure.
I saw it on TikTok, too, and a dentist.
TikTok is
TikTok
science.
Dentist
I'm not
confirmed
on TikTok.
It, but I don't.
How
I
do you
know.
Get your
Hold
news?
On, I think I found
yeah.
it. Give me one
How
second.
Do you get your medical information?
Yeah.
How are you diagnosing yourself mentally?
Yeah.
I think Alex found it. Hold on.
Yeah, I get this question a lot. And
of course
yeah,
it's him.
We know.
He looks like a
we
dentist.
Know. How do we know? If I go into details, I think TikTok will censor it. But if this blows up, part two.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Of course,
shit,
part
my
two.
Bad.
No, there was another. I've seen the one where he's like, there's a mark, basically, in the top of the back of your mouth.
Hmm.
Wow.
I believe it.
I think it's from maybe sucking a lot of dick.
A lot, not just.
What if you have like a sucker though?
What
like,
if it's one
yeah.
long dick and not
what if
just
it's really
multiple?
Long? What if you're only sucking the top of it?
Yeah. What if it's only just the tip in your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. What if you're not giving a? What if you're not giving it your
whole?
Yeah.
Which I never give it my whole.
What if it's a lazy dick suck? Just like a meh, meh, meh.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
It feels like it's a lie, though.
It's like now you have to brush your teeth and not suck
and
dick
pound out the back of your mouth.
I know.
You have to sand the back of your
yeah,
mouth
yeah.
so They're no like, one knows.
Have
your,
you been?
Your
have
center.
You been flossing? Have you been brushing your teeth? Have you been covering up the impacted wound from sucking too much cock?
No.
So they're basically saying, if you were like a little bit aggressive about it and did it very recently, then yes, the back of your palate gets
what,
bruised.
Like while you're in the
tell.
Waiting room? Like what the fuck is very
yeah,
recent?
Bruise
yeah,
the
like,
back of your
yeah,
palate.
Your mouth
of, yeah,
heals fast.
I don't think I've ever sucked dick heard. That aggressively that
no.
it's been like pounding the back of my throat.
Yeah,
like, it,
and also
know.
That hurts.
It's probably porn stars. That's their issue. Yeah.
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 No, well, I know
Florida's
a girl
a
who
big
was told
prop.
To calm down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she in the booth?
No.
I'm
She's in my past.
Past.
Girl in college called me and thanked me for the Vicodin she got.
Oh, God.
Because she dislocated her jaw.
Oh, God.
Blowing
why?
You?
Do you have the rat trap on, too?
sounds like she doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. She was very aggressive.
She a fucking
read
a, snake?
Read an article like the rest
she,
of us.
It wasn't dislocated. It was like... over to the side.
Oh,
like she had to get it fixed.
It was overextended. I know about that.
And,
oh, do you?
And she
from
went,
my vocal lessons.
She went to the dentist and or whatever, and I guess they sent a nurse in separately to be like, hey, have you been engaging in a lot of oral sex recently?
Oh,
and
God.
She's like, yeah. And the nurse was like, you got to... take it back.
No one to hold them.
I like
no one
getting
to fold
shamed
them.
By my dentist. I know. That's what that gets me.
Like, you got to take it back a notch.
Yeah, I've been a really bad girl in my throat.
Yeah, you got to stop deep throating. And also, you got too much plaque.
Yeah.
But I was also stretching the ring back then, too. So, like, I would think I was like a 6 or a 4 then. Mm.
Your ring situation weirds me out.
Thanks.
Ring in the new year.
No, yeah. Because I just, I can't imagine that pain, and I hate, like, holes, so I can't
me
imagine
too.
What...
You hate holes? Me three. I'm celibate. I don't want... Close me up.
I think he was using it as a noun. I just imagining a hole in the tip of a penis and then just stuff like, you know, like a hose and you put your thumb on it.
Spraying. Thank you for sharing that with the group.
This world you guys talk of.
Yeah, this is, you know,
I'm like, guys, we're
read
on
a book. We're on a lady journey. We're on a lady journey into filth.
And yeah.
You guys should come on our podcast where we can talk about crocheting.
An adult coloring book. Yeah.
I love adult coloring books.
Me too.
They're fun.
I just got a new phone, and for some reason, when I updated, it added pictures that like got lost on the phone I had before, and I found all these pictures I took of when I filled out an adult coloring book.
That's a special cry for help.
Yeah, that's a flare gun.
That's my piercing.
Yeah. Coloring is fun, dude.
It is. It's relaxing.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do a thing where I...
Crayons or colored pencils?
Both.
I like markers.
I love
watercolor
crayon.
Markers.
I do... I either do crayon or colored pencil outline and then soft shade.
Yeah.
Whoa, look at you, rebel.
Welcome to Lady Journey. You just sabotaged your podcast. Yeah,
No, we fluctuate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get sensitive.
You guys have range.
Yeah. I'd like to think
so.
Yeah,
that's great.
Mm-hmm. You do.
That's great.
Yeah, we talk about tattoos and sounding, but then also Ian does adult coloring books.
Yeah. And when we talk about sounding, we're talking about a sound bath.
Yeah.
And that is just different.
What's a sound bath?
A sound bath is like
what's a bath?
It's a lot of bowls.
Yeah, singing bowls. It's like
oh, I thought you said holes. I was like, and we're back.
A sound bath is like a woman who doesn't believe in vaccines, but who's been practicing yoga for years.
Yeah.
Call her Barbara. She comes in, everyone lays on the ground, you close your eyes, and then she plays different instruments. Yeah, and it's supposed to make you feel good. I went to one, and the woman was, I was laughing, dying laughing next to my friend, because the woman was just banging the instruments in front of her face.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so it'll be like a thing, and then you run the
thing that's like...
Yeah. I have to say, I had a crazy experience with one of those one time, and I'm like I'm not like a crazy believer in that kind of stuff, but... My friend is, this is like a friend from college who like, it's a dude actually, and he's the person who like got me into acid for the first time and all that, so he's like all spiritual kind of, yeah, that kind of thing. And
he's a loser?
So he played this like massive crystal bowl for me once, and I was like, literally could not help myself, but my entire body just started crying.
What? How does your entire body cry?
I like started crying like from the depth of my soul, and I was like, I don't even know what's wrong.
It's like the tone triggers something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I want to do that. Yeah. I love a good cry.
Yeah, I can't make fun of this. There's a vintage synthesizer store in LA that does sound baths with old school synthesizers where they play every single synthesizer in the store at the same time, at the same tone.
I could get into
and everybody lays on like yoga mats.
I love that.
And I really want to do it.
I think it really does. It helps like stimulate you at a deep emotional level. Like when I have been to like Broadway shows the couple times I've ever been, like the singing like actually triggers me and I kind of start like getting really emotional. Mm. I think it just has to do with the way sound affects your body.
It's because you were molested in a choir.
Yeah, that of being molested is an acquired taste.
Let me tell you.
And we're back. We're back.
Hi, bye, guys.
I would love that. I love a good deep cry.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, there was a point between 2020 and 2021, where I was
going. And 2023.
2023, where I was keeping a big box of tissues on my coffee
Love
table.
Love it. I cried once deeply in yoga from doing the
I've heard
hip
that.
Stretch.
This
it's
hip
like
stretch.
The hip. I never believed it. And then one time it fucking got me. And I just...
Like out of physical pain or...
It's not pain. It's like you store emotions in your hips. That's what they always say. And it sounds
That's
like...
guys always say.
It's Yeah. I know. I'm like, can you ram my emotions out for me? Why am I crying? But you like they say that in yoga, like you store the emotions in your hips, and then when you do like really intense hip stretches, sometimes it can trigger like an emotional release. And I always thought it was a big crock of shit, but then it happened to me, and I was doing like a hip stretch, and I just started like sobbing openly in the class, and I was like, oh, so embarrassed, but I was just but it kind of felt good in a way.
I love a cry.
Yeah,
love a cry.
Yeah. Well, isn't that true? You store stress like in your back and throughout your body.
Yes, I also think in your stomach.
Yes.
I have a theory that's why guys always destroy the toilet bowl is because they don't cry and it manifests into diarrhea.
I cry when I'm on the toilet. I unfortunately have to leave to go to Washington, D.C., so I have to go to is not where Lewis lives.
Oh, wow.
Beat the name of that town.
Mm.
And I have to go to Washington, D.C. I love you guys very much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Zach.
You're the best, Zach.
Great to see you.
Thank you for the birthday wishes as well. That was very sweet of you.
Break a leg with your sober January.
Yeah.
You can do it. You can
I'll
do
call
it.
You this weekend.
Stay strong.
Dude, So talking about sound baths and like classes, during the pandemic, I took a breathing exercise class.
Yeah.
And, I also signed up for a free meditation for Michael Imperioli from, you know.
Love him.
Yeah, yeah.
He does meditation?
Yes.
I would
Sunday
totally.
Mornings at 10 a.m.
Where? Here in town?
On Zoom.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
Did you watch White Lotus?
No, but I heard it's good.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I need to get into it. But I did a breathing course, and you're supposed to, like do all these different things and like extend your hips. And I did it on the floor and I had the Zoom camera on me. It's like 20 people in the thing. And I fell asleep and I woke up to the, and our boxes were labeled with numbers. It was like no names or whatever. And I woke up to the instructor going 12, 12, wake up. 12, you're asleep. You're asleep. And I was like,
oh my God. The oven is on 12.
Yeah. The house is on fire.
Oh my God. Just let him sleep. That's so rude.
It's part of my
Close
journey.
Out the Zoom.
Close out the Zoom. That's too crazy.
It was embarrassing. Yeah. I didn't go back. But it was one of those breathing things where it's like, like you have to do these strained breaths, and then
it's supposed to be like the literally like the best thing for your entire body is to do that breathing. Mike does it. Mike does the it's called I don't know. It's some Scandinavian guy.
Is it Wim Hof?
Yes.
What?
Oh my God. It's like if breathing was like work.
Yeah.
It's like you're just
I can't do it. That's why I can't do it. And he also does the ice bath shit too.
Mike does that too. Well, Mike's like swears by it. I try to do it. I was like, I feel lightheaded and this is not fun. Let me just breathe like a normal person.
So you fill your bath up with ice.
Oh no, Mike just does like cold showers.
Yeah.
He does cold showers.
But there are like Joe Rogan does that stuff.
Yeah.
It does feel good. Because it's supposed to calm your vagus nerve.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It's like vagus nerve.
It's like this.
I feel like
one
you guys are just naming things at
body.
IKEA. We'll be right back after this.
I'm just making it up.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a vagus
nerve. Oh, so yeah. Doesn't it fix the vagus nerve and it goes down to the Flugenhaven?
Yeah, it goes down to the Volkswagen and the fucking Grooven.
What is the vagus nerve?
It's like you're
only right along here, but people say it's also in your, goes into your ear. It's almost one big nerve.
It's a big nerve. Yeah, I have heard that where it's like it kind of doesn't it put you in fight or flight? Oh, the parasympathetic nervous system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why somebody told me that's why it feels good to Q-tip your ear because you're also hitting the vagus nerve in there.
Oh, you're like kind of weirdly like you're masturbating your body.
Yeah. It's clitoral.
And whoa.
Wow.
Which I wouldn't doubt that. I would also think the clitoris is kind of connected to it.
It feels like it would be.
The G-spot
mixed
area.
Up in there.
Man. Yeah. I really want to go home and cry and just like stimulate all my vagal nerves.
Oh my God. Just like. jizz and cry at the same time.
Oh my
god. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
I've cried and laughed. I've cried and laughed at the same time, and that's pretty fun. And it's pretty fun when you're doing it around somebody, like around like a boyfriend who's like unsure if you're like well, and you're like oh, it's a blast.
Oh shit. Yeah, I don't know. There is something about a good like cry where your whole body's into it. And I tried to achieve that with the breathing thing. And I love going on a lady journey. I love tapping into that.
You're such a lady journeyer.
Yeah, yeah. I am.
You are.
Yeah. What's
you been on any lately? Have you been on any journeys lately?
What are some journeys I can go on?
Well,
anything that you do is a journey.
Well, yeah. Tattooing. When I get tattooed, I have to go through like certain breathing and I have to kind of mentally go somewhere else so I don't focus on the pain.
Yeah, it's also like part of the journey is like choosing your tattoo, getting excited for your tattoo.
And then also being like, what the fuck have I done?
Yeah.
I hate this tattoo now and
that's
I wish
how I feel
I'd...
about this.
And then move on to the next
Now that's
lady
a lady journey.
journey.
Yeah.
What is that? It's like a little guy.
It's Wile E. Coyote smoking a cigarette dressed as a vampire.
You have a lot of different cartoon characters smoking a cigarette.
And it's another Tony Polito, but the guy that did this fucked it up so bad. This is one of my favorites. This is a Tasmanian devil. And it
that's cool.
It looks like he's like moshing.
Yeah.
And then this is my cat's name and a heart.
Oh, I love your cat.
Samson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that one. I love that one. It's so classic.
Yes. So these are two like classic whatevers. This is such a fuck up. I shouldn't have done it. And I should have listened to everyone in my life that was like, don't. But whatever. But, you know, maybe part of my journey will be forgiving and forgetting.
Yeah, you can always get it removed.
What?
I've thought about getting mine removed.
What's yours?
I have a dragon. It's
Where?
So embarrassing.
I have a dragon.
It's on the bottom of my back.
No, let's see it. You don't have to.
I think I've done it before here. It's like, you know what? I've done this every time I'm here.
Every time you come to Gas Digital, you have to show your tattoo.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, tell
the Cisco dragon.
Holy shit. When did you get that and why?
I got it when I think I was 19, and I was just one of the, you know, I feel like you go through that age where you're like, I'm going to get a fucking tattoo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly when I got the tattoo that I have that's also awkward.
And you put no thought into it. You're just like, I just want to go get a tattoo, and you show up and you find something on the board.
That one.
On my body for the rest of my life.
That's
and it
what
has
I do.
No, well, like, no meaning to me. I didn't even like dragons at the time, but I will have to tell you, I'm such a huge Game of Thrones fan and that I feel like it came full circle for me.
Yeah, well, that was your Hodor moment.
It was my Hodor moment.
Is that another nerve in your body? No. Hodor?
Have you never seen Game of Thrones?
Never.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How can you? You have to see it.
It's so good.
Late.
It's epic. It's never. Oh my God. I wish I could start it over.
That's all I watch when I have downtime is I put on Game of Thrones.
It's epic.
It's like
really?
My friends or How I Met Your Mother. Like I just put on,
I thought you meant like your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my community.
Yeah.
I just want to go hang out with my friends. You know, like that thing.
I'm
you can always
to
go
to
the record
later.
Store and visit your friends. That's how I feel about Game of Thrones.
Well, may I say, you were like, you know, I picked it, had no meaning, this, that, the other. I used to think that my tattoos had to have meaning and it had to be this deep, whatever.
Yeah.
But I've come to learn that the tattoo itself does not have to have meaning. The time in your life in which you get it is the meaning.
Okay. So, I think I hate this time in my life because I was an alcoholic, a raging alcoholic.
And it can remind you.
Yeah.
And by the grace of God, it has come full circle. So yes, that tattoo does mean something.
I like this theory.
How's that for a journey, you fucking bitches?
Okay. Huh? We're being assaulted. I like that though. Like you're using tattoos as like bookmarks. You're almost like memento guy.
Yes.
Like remember.
Yes.
This is the time I fell in the shower.
Yeah. Dude, this tattoo. I got it, and it was right at the disintegration of my last relationship.
Okay. So it's a recent tattoo?
So I got this in like April
of
2022.
Yeah.
And then I started getting my leg done when I had a deposit for a vacation with us. And she left, and I got the money back, so I just spent it.
Okay.
And then each tattoo kind of reminds me of where I've been since then.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It's like a body map. I love it.
Yeah.
It's like memento. I love it. Memento.
Yeah. Like, I kind of have that with like knickknacks that I've collected on my travels. Yes. I'm like, I got this candle in Colorado.
These are knickknacks on the travel of my life.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love it. A little souvenir, a little body souvenir.
Yes. And it's this like has meaning.
Christmas tree.
You know, I explained the meaning of this, but it's not like a skull and cowboy hat is a meaning in my life. It has deeper meaning with the tattoo and what I like. But I do like,
I feel like the meaning of that tattoo is like you telling a very long story about it and trapping people into hearing the history of the Brooklyn tattoo scene. And I'm fine with that.
Well, you know, that's my journey. You guys have a lady journey. I have an Italian journey where I tell a really long story that no one wants to hear.
A very long, emotionally charged Goomba journey.
That's a I love Goomba journey.
Can we name that the podcast?
Goomba journey.
Goomba journey. That's amazing.
I love it. I've been on some of those. It's called We Don't Eat Cheese. We Don't Eat the Parmesan Out of the Can.
Yeah.
That's very upsetting to some people in my household.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We never have that.
You never eat Parmesan.
How do you make meatballs?
Yeah.
We only can have like the fresh Parmesan from like.
Yeah, and you sprinkle it on.
But from
and
the
you
can.
Go, one
the
for canister? You, one the for
canister.
Me.
The green
one for you.
Canister?
The green
you
canister.
You don't buy it already shredded. You buy it and you
Thank
shred
you.
It yourself.
Yes, you got to shred it yourself. Got to shred it yourself. But then like that stuff in the can, I don't know. It's not real cheese, I don't think.
I don't think so either. No. I think it's just powder.
Oh,
I think
yeah, it's just yeah.
Cheese product.
Yeah.
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 But that's how I make meatballs with it.
Do you?
With the canned Parmesan.
I used real Parmesan.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sliced, diced, the little strings, the little
Lady Journey.
Mm. Lady Journey. Yeah.
Oh. Meatball swapping.
Meatball journey. Oh my God.
I really got into making meatballs during the pandemic.
Did you? I'm doing a chili tonight.
Yeah.
I haven't cooked in forever.
That's like the meatball's Mexican cousin.
My favorite thing to cook. My favorite thing to cook was I was making cheese stuffed turkey burgers wrapped in romaine.
Look at you. No carbs.
Yeah.
My that? God, yummy.
Are you doing keto?
No, this was a while ago. Okay. I haven't cooked in forever.
Yeah.
Oh, I made a creamy chicken mushroom leek soup the other day.
Wow.
My God, it's so good.
Yeah.
So good. I think I started cooking more during the pandemic, and now I just do it just because it's like, it just helps me de-stress.
Yeah.
I actually probably should do it less, but I just like being in there. I put on my killing podcast, you know, nothing too graphic. Just want to hear about a housewife who was strangled by her husband.
Yeah.
Nothing
Something
crazy.
Light,
a girl
just
can
a light
dream.
Murder.
Just a light murder, you know, don't kill the kids. Just get her and move on. And then I love it. It's so good for me.
That's also how I sometimes can write, because I'm just thinking. I'm not on my phone, so your mind drifts while you're cooking.
Yeah, it's like mentally restful. Mental rest. That's probably what tattoos do for you. They give you like a sense of mental rest.
Ah.
You think?
Yeah. Well, yesterday I had to like truly divorce my brain from my body because it was so painful.
Oh.
And if I concentrated on the pain, my breathing would be fucked up.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's actually bad.
No.
The opposite of mental rest. Of being like, I went to a special place that I go. Just devolved into another personality you developed from childhood trauma. Tommy came out.
Transformed into a basement, and I don't know what happened. There was an uncle. I mean, I have to do that with riding my bike, like forcing myself to be present, because if I'm not, I'll get hit by a car.
Oh, you know? God. Yeah, riding bikes is scary. I could never do it in this.
Not this city.
I used to be able to watch movies and like media and stuff to get out of stuff. Like, I'm just going to chill out. But I noticed last night I put a movie on and I kept having to pause to look at my phone. And then the captions are on. I couldn't even concentrate on it. I'm not
what
even
movie
watching
is this?
The movie. I'm just reading the Encino Man.
Great film, by the way.
Amazing.
One of Pauly Shore's finest.
shoot, it's really shoot. Good. It's so good.
His outfits alone.
Yeah.
The purple bell bottoms.
Yeah. Dude, there's the guys at the store that are like, stop wheezing the juice. It's great. It's a great amazing.
Classic film.
Yeah.
But I can't concentrate. I'm on my phone. The phone.
It's a heavy watch.
Yeah. Might have been too much for you. I'm feeling overwhelmed by Encino Man. Well, I think sometimes when you get stressed out, like I get really stressed out, like when I travel, and I think like when I travel, I just like repress a lot of the emotions I'm feeling. Like, you know, when you feel like uncomfortable or you're like, you mm-hmm. get to the hotel and you're like, this is bad. Like, but you're just pushing it down. So you're like, get through it. Mm-hmm. And then like when I come back into town, then everything starts coming out and I'm just like feeling really upset and I can't like focus and stuff. So I have to do like activities like going to the gym or like just sleeping or just laying in bed and just like feeling everything that I've repressed, like a man following me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, just letting out all the fear that I have pushed down.
Well, that sounds fun for Mike. Yeah.
He loves it. He loves it. He's gone a lot.
He's gone.
It is funny when your partner leaves, you're like, you have no idea where I went mentally while you were gone.
I know. I'm in like my own. Mike will like go for like a week and he comes back and I'm just like, hello.
Yeah.
No one can come in here.
That's how my cat is.
Stay
when
away.
I come back. That's how my cat is when I come back from the road. He's just like, like all over the place.
You're like, I have blamed you for my downfall.
Yeah, I don't know. I live alone and I'm realizing I can't live with someone because I enjoy like talking to myself out loud, singing, sleeping when I want, doing weird things, not That's being nice. The most like, I mean, I'm clean, but there's like clutter. And instead of like looking at it like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble, I'm like, that just isn't what it is.
Yeah. Whatever, living with roommates sucks.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Or like a partner, you know, like living with a gal, there's so much pressure because I like to come home and sing to my cat. And if someone's there,
what
I feel like embarrassed. Oh, just little made up tunes.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's a little guy. Look at him.
I love to chime in. Yeah. I feel like you need a partner who you're comfortable singing to your cats in front
of. Thank you. Yes.
Now we get to the root of it.
Huge.
Yeah.
Well,
Mike and I don't sing, but I do some weird shit.
Yeah.
I was in the beginning, but then I felt embarrassed or like I'm. I mean, let's.
That person
just
was judging
real.
You. Yeah.
No, I'm very annoying. I get it. Aww. I'm a lot. You know.
Or and maybe so, you're just enough. Maybe you're enough.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm Lady a lot Journey. For some, but just enough for myself.
Yes.
We'll be right back after this. let's close the pod. This is super fun.
Yeah,
thank you guys. Thank you both so much.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to come back, and if you need to, bye guys on your lady journey, we would love to do it.
We would love to have bye guys on our lady journey.
Again, Lady Journey Podcast. Go to YouTube right now. Subscribe. Get those fucking numbers up. Katie Hannigan forever on Instagram. Sarah Talamash.
Stalamash.
Stalamash. Yes.
Sounds Stalamash. Russian.
Yeah.
Yes. And I thank you both for coming. And on behalf of Zach, everyone in the booth, this is your old pal, Einan Fidance, saying bye, guys.
Bye.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.